Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, dear brother and sister, Salam. Salam and congratulations to every one of you, because today is the birthday anniversary of Shiites' 8th Imam, Imam Musa Reza, peace be upon him. So happy Eid, Eid Mubarak, and welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Friday, 11th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Urdibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Eid Mubarak on the birthday of Imam Reza. Reward of Ziyarah of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. It is narrated from the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, that one of my own flesh and blood will be buried in the land of the city of Khorasan. Allah the Highest will surely remove the sorrows of any sorrowful person who goes on pilgrimage to his shrine. Allah will surely forgive the sins of any sinful person who goes on pilgrimage of his shrine. Imam Reza, peace be upon him. It is narrated from Imam Reza, alayhi salam, who have said, whoever visits me despite the far distance to my tomb, I will come to save him on the resurrection day on three occasions, until I liberate him from his terrors. When the letters of deeds are handed to his right and to his left hands, at the moment of crossing the bridge over hell, and at the time when the scale of deeds, measuring the amount of good and bad deeds, is set up.
Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha is not limited to anyone. In fact, he is the Imam and the Sultan of the whole humanity.
Family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, are mentioned in the Noble Quran, and they are people that we have to revere and respect deeply. It has nothing to do with Shias or Sunnis. It is for all sincere Muslims. I had the honor of visiting his shrine several years ago, and I must admit that it was a very moving experience.
And when we look into his life and we see how he served all of humanity, we learn that he was indeed a light in the time of darkness.
When I entered the haram, it's very difficult to describe. One feels overawed by the ambience of that place. And of course, ultimately one makes one's way to the inner sanctuary where his mazar is located. It's a very, very moving experience. I spent many hours over there, and in fact, I was there. I offered my Maghrib Salat and my Isha Salat, and there were literally tens of thousands of people. One makes a lot of du'as, which I did, and the people that I saw around me, it was a truly inspirational moment. I went for Hajj the first time and I glanced at the Kaaba. The feeling of awe and inspiration that had come over me was very similar to the experience that I had in the Haram of Imam Raza alayhi salam.
Ya Imam, we ask that you shower your blessings upon us and that you be pleased with us and that you empower us and you give us from your anwar that you took from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen.
I would again pray to Allah and to seek the wasila of Imam Raza alayhi salam to bring about unity in the lives of Muslims. Imam Raza alayhi salam resides in my heart, not only in my mind but also in my heart, and he will inshallah continue to do so.
We ask Imam, our Imam, to, through the treasures that he has been given from Allah Ta'ala and through Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we ask that he gives us his, from his blessings and from his asrar and from his anwar, that he illuminates us and that he envelopes us with his lutf and with his karam, and we ask that he grants us the opportunity to be with him and be, you know, at his maqam inshaAllah Ta'ala. Ameen.
اللهم صل على علي بن موسى الرضا المرتضى الإمام التقي النقي.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr. Perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
We commemorate the birthday anniversary of Imam Reza, yeah? So it's very important to know about the position of the Imam. Imam Reza lived 17 years of his imamate in Medina and had a great position among people. In a conversation with Ma'mun about the position of the crown prince, Imam described his life in Medina as follows. Surely being the crown prince did not add any value to me. When I was in Medina, my order was obeyed in the east and the west, and when I passed the alleys of Medina, riding on my horse, no one was over more honorable than me. About Imam's scholarly position in Medina, he said, I sit in the mosque of the Prophet, and the scholars of Medina refer to me for their problems when they could not solve a problem and I answered them. Dear listener of IRIB English Radio, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him.
Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza. Ali Musa Reza, ya Ali Musa Reza. Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza. Ali Musa Reza, ya Ali Musa Reza.
Etiquette for visiting Imam Reza, offered by Ayatollah Khamenei. Greet the Imam with salam. When one meets a person, he or she naturally greets the other. This is also required when meeting the purified souls of the Imams, peace be upon them all, and the divine awliya, those close to Allah. One should go up to them, greet them with salam, and convey his respect and admiration towards them. A pilgrimage can be accomplished no matter what language is spoken. If we speak in our own simple language, etiquette observed while performing ziyarah will be met. About reciting the ziyarah or pilgrimage supplications of the Imam, We can say, if we wish to talk to the Imam eloquently and with noble intentions, we should recite the available ziyarats, like that of the special ziyara of Imam Reza, ziyara Aminullah or ziyara Jameh. We are among the followers of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, and inshallah among the true followers. So we should learn to speak from the depth of our heart, communicate from deep within our heart, aim to free our heart from any worldly concerns, even if for 2 or 5 minutes, establish a connection with the spirituality that fills up the shrine, and then speak freely to the Imam, alayhi salam. When doing ziyarah, remember whom you are addressing. When you are reciting the ziyarah, even if you do not know the meaning of it, remember who you are addressing the ziyarah to. If you accomplish that, then you've accomplished a true pilgrimage. You are listening to today's special on the birthday anniversary of Shiite's 8th Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him.
Al-Imam Reza alayhi salam, after the Ma'mun appointed him as the heir, a delegation came to visit Al-Imam al-Ridha, a delegation of Shias. They came to visit the Imam alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam refused to open the door. He says, no, I won't give them permission to see me. This is who? Al-Imam al-Ra'uf. They came the next day, knocking at the door of the Imam. The Imam did not allow them to enter. 60 days, 2 months, every single day they come seeking permission to meet Al-Imam al-Ridha. Al-Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam refuses. They couldn't take it anymore. They started yelling. They said to the person at the door, just go tell Al-Imam al-Ridha that even our enemies are laughing at us. Imam al-Ridha heard that. He told them, okay, let them come in. They entered. They greeted Al-Imam al-Ridha. The Imam alayhi salam did not stand up for them. He did not greet them back. They were shocked. They told him, Imam, ma hadha al-jafa? We're shocked. We can't believe our eyes. What did we do? You don't treat your enemies like that. You're treating us that way? We're your Shia. The Imam alayhi salam told them, how shameful it is for you to come and call yourselves our Shias when you have these sins, when you have all these shortcomings, when you have not given a good image of Al-Muhammad. How dare you call yourselves Shias? Allah is angry with you for making this false claim. You're our Shias? Do you do everything I tell you? Do you keep away from all ugly acts? They felt ashamed. They said no. The Imam says, how dare you call yourselves Shia? Imam al-Hussein is the Shia of Ali. Al-Hassan is the Shia of Ali. Ammar is the Shia of Ali. Salman, Miqdad, they're the Shia of Ali. Are you claiming to be at their status? They told him, Yabna Rasulullah. So what do we say? He said to them, say we are muwaleen. We are the lovers of Al-Muhammad. We love Al-Muhammad and we despise their enemies. Yes, that I accept from you. I know you love us. They told him, okay, Imam al-Ridha, we are muhibbi Ahl al-Bayt. We love Al-Muhammad. The minute they changed the label from Shia to being a muhib of Al-Muhammad, the Imam alayhi salam got up. He hugged them each one by one. He greeted them. He gave them the best service possible. And then he told one of his companions, 60 times they came to my door. The next 60 days, I want you to go and visit them every day and tell them Al-Imam al-Ridha gives you their salams.
Dear brother and sister, thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. Of course, this is really a special day because today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. So a happy Eid and happy day for all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims all over the world. Again, please accept our congratulations on this great Eid and fi amanillah.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.